KB2HXS Mobile.
So am I. In 0 GR.
Nothing heard. KB2HXS clear. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I got to back out of this parking place at Walmart, the most dangerous place on earth.
Is that the one in Greer there next, behind that that big, the heck is that new car wash they put up a few years ago?
No. Let me look, Dave. Watching the cameras, I still have a hard time trusting them. It's the one at Taylor's, bud.
Oh, you go to Taylor's, okay.
Oh, we go to both, but I had to go over to the Greenville VA clinic this morning, and we were just on the way back, and we need some of those little miniature donuts and some grapes, and I think we're headed home, aren't we? Oh, we're going to take eggs down to my daughter.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, hello. What's going on, Bernice? Oh, that's cool. How you feeling? You sound like a little bit more chipper these days. How you feeling?
Pretty good, Dave. I was just watching the traffic here. Sorry about the delay. I'm not recovered by any means, but I'm getting there day by day. Started that cardiac rehab, and I got to tell you that on my old hips and that, I'm not used to exercising that hard. I guess I'm lazy, but they put you on those riding bicycles, you know, and I got to tell you, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. You're stretching muscles you haven't used in a little while. Well, when Sally and I went to ride our e-bikes the other day over in Travelers, you know, they're pedal assist, you know. So, you know, you're going up a little bit of a light grade, you take some of the pressure off the battery and you pedal it a little bit. And by the time we got back to the car, I was like, wow, that was a good workout.
Swamp rabbit trail. Never been on such a thing. Our nephew, he rides those, I don't think he does the Ironmans, but he does the bicycle races and that. His wife just had a heart transplant, and she's out there and doing a 50-mile one here earlier this year. That's pretty unbelievable. And he just bought 32 acres at 8,000 feet out in Colorado. Got a beautiful home out there. And she goes out hiking on those trails all the time.
Wow. Wow. Holy cow. That's good. Good for her. I'm glad she's in good enough shape to do that. 8,000 acres. Wow, there you go. There's a ham operator's dream right there. You can put all kinds of antennas up.
No, it was 32 acres, but it's at 8,000 feet altitude, Dave. Why he'd buy a place up that high, I don't know. But he rides that bike up there, and he'll go out and ride 50 miles in a day. He flies, he's a captain on a 787, and he's only got 2 more years to go. So, how old is Steve, 62? I think about that. Yeah, or they make him retire at 62, so he's 60.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong, 8,000 feet, 30, especially, well, the deal is what a lot of these marathon people do is they'll train in the higher altitudes. They get used to breathing with less oxygen. So when they come back down into more sea level, they have more stamina.
This is N0GR Mobile. The 787 is a lot better than a lot of the other planes. I think the 777 was, too. He used to fly that. The 787, which they use for long hauls, of course, they always pressurize the aircraft before it ever gets off the ground to 8,000 feet. Well, the 787 pressurizes you to 6,000 feet, and therefore you have a lot less of the jet lag, and it's just better for you. So he's at 6,000 feet a lot. So maybe that was why he done it, Dave.
My cousin is a captain with Delta. He lives. He moved back to Long Island. He moved down to Virginia for quite a number of years, and he moved back to Long Island there. And I think he's a year older than me. I think he's 63 now, and he's almost getting ready to retire.
They're the ones you want at the controls, I can tell you that. Steve, he was the top gun in his Air Force class, flying T-38 jets, and then he flew C-130s for 11 years, and then he's been with American Airlines ever since. So, now, like I said, that's who you want at the steering wheel.
Well, my cousin, he started out, a single-engine Cessna, worked his way into the Learjets and Gulfstreams and worked his way on up the ladder there. And he was with Northwest for a long time until Delta took him over, and he's been with Delta ever since.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to watch these cars. I've had two of them start to change lanes in the last month and run into the side of me without a turn signal. Guard. Oh, I got two bumper stickers this morning in the VA parking lot. If I remember it, I'll send them to you. They're pretty good ones. shoot. But, Steve has, for quite a few years now, been flying international. It just amazes me. They take out of Dallas and they'll fly almost anywhere in the world. He goes to Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, places like that. And then sometimes he'll be in a job to go to, and he's got, I don't know how many years seniority, since 91. And so he can get about whatever he wants. And so he goes to Europe quite a bit because his wife was a stewardess, or what do you call them? They don't call them stewardesses anymore. But at any rate, she done that all her life and had a horse ranch down in Texas. And they got married, and so they go back to Germany quite often because she's of German descent. And so that works out real well for them.
That would be flight attendant. Yeah, my cousin, he flies a lot of international stuff. And he was telling me that it's pretty interesting. There's actually two crews on the aircraft, and there's crew quarters below the flight deck. And, almost like bunk bedrooms, and you go in there and, you get a couple hours nap, and they swap off every few hours. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It is, and I think they swap off. I think Steve said every 3 hours. I think that'd be a bummer. I would think you'd need more than that. But the bunks on the 787 are up above the cockpit, so you don't have to go back. You don't have to open the door or anything to get to the bunks, put it that way. And he just loved it all his life. And he started out in a Cessna 150, just like you're talking about, because I went up over Wichita with him in the 150. It's windy out there in Kansas. And I'm telling you, I flew for a lot of hours, but I didn't feel very comfortable in that dang thing. And then he got his instrument and then commercial licenses and multi-engine. And then he finally wound up with the Air Guard in St. Joseph, Missouri. And they taught him how to fly C-130s.
Yeah, my cousin, Gary, never went into the military. So he was just mainly, private and commercial stuff. But anyway, Tom, I got to make a quick phone call here. I'm making my way home. Got a pretty good sinus headache going on, so I'm going to go home and rest the rest of the day. Have a good day. We will catch you later. N0TR and Bernice, KB2HXS.
Really nice to hear you. When I get those, I use the Nasacort, and it's something that you don't have to use all the time, but works very effectively. effectively for me. I used to get those really bad, so I know what you're talking about, right above your eyes, and it sucks. Well, very interesting about your kinfolk flying for Delta, and I'd be interested in what plane he flies someday. And Steve sent me a picture of the approach and the grid points into South Korea that I got on my telephone. And that's been many years ago. And then he's flown into China also. And got to go to the Great Wall and all that stuff. So they get to see a lot of geography. I'll say that for him. Take care, Dave. KO4X, KW2, I think it was, Dave. X-ray Hotel Sierra, if I got that right. K2XHSH. Sorry, Dave. Concentrating on traffic here. This is N0TR. Hope you get feeling better.
Okay. It totally destroyed my call letters, but that's okay. That's okay. KB2HXS Hotel X-ray Sierra. Or if you write it out, it's KB2H times S. And I haven't come up with a good acronym for that, so if you can figure that one out, go for it. See you, Tom. N0TR, KB2HXS. See you. 73. We're out. Gone. Goodbye.
You need to put in for a vanity call, Dave. Sorry about that. KB2 N0TR 73. I had to dodge a car.
I've been screwing people up for 35 years. I'm not going to change now. See ya.